Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Amit Kazar. Amit's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. The new book of his is called The Growth Dilemma. I encourage you to find it and own it and read it. You'll thank me later. Amit, tell us about Multifunding.
Sure, Jim. What we do at Multifunding is we help business owners and entrepreneurs think through what their financing needs are, and then if they want to help, we advise them on the best financing tools or programs to help them. We package up their loans and get them the funding they need to help grow and expand their businesses.
You don't make the loans, but you make the loan applications better and help them find their capital, don't you? Make it work for them and fit for them. Yeah.
Right. Correct.
So check that out, folks. Multifunding.com. Amit's a good man. He'll help you. So you actually want to talk about chaos like it's a good thing in our business. What do you mean by that?
Well, it almost feels like, we were talking for a few minutes ago about ruthless prioritization, and then the next question is, well, what the heck are you doing talking about chaos? But sometimes in some parts of your business, you need some chaos to help figure out the priorities. So if there are, as an example, 10 new things that you think might be good to try to help you grow, and you're not sure which of those 10 are going to work, and the process of figuring that out, it's not linear. So some of those 10 might involve some research. Some of those 10 might involve waiting on partners. Some of those 10 might involve investments that you're not sure about. Mm-hmm. There could be contingencies of the other 10. So sometimes I get torn between things. Stop trying to do all that stuff, because if we don't pick three, nothing will ever happen. And we're trying to do too much at once. And then other times I say, embrace the chaos, because the three things will evolve, and it takes some time, and you have to be willing to let that part of the organization or those efforts live in a little chaos.
So you're talking about breaking some eggs to make an omelet, right?
Yeah. So if you think about it in the way, if you're in the direct mail business, and in the direct mail business, often people have a control piece, and that's generally working to their baseline for getting customers. And then there's testing all the time, testing different things to try to beat the control. You could argue, you might say, stop all the testing. You have a control that works. Focus on that. But you can't afford to do that, so you need to have some parts of your organization constantly in that testing laboratory, and it feels like chaos, but sometimes the chaos is appropriate and necessary.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you deal with your people? How do you allow this to happen without freaking out your people?
I think you allow it to happen with an understanding of that's the part of the business that we don't, and transparency, that's the part of the business we don't know what to expect from. That's the part of business we're not sure what's going to work. That's part of the business where we're comfortable with failure. And that's the part, and you have to embrace creativity and innovation and entrepreneurship in there. And that's a part of the business where we know we might go out someplace. So you that part of the organization or that testing laboratory or innovation lab is by its nature entrepreneurial and is by its nature messy.
Well, it's a method, a plan, a platform to keep your business entrepreneurial, isn't it? To always have some level of risk in whatever you're doing.
Correct, and you need that too, right?
Yeah.
So I struggle because on one hand, what I'm suggesting now is completely inconsistent with the ruthless prioritization that I mentioned earlier. But on the other hand, you really need both.
Hey, Ami, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Ami Khazar, ladies and gentlemen, multifunding.com. Check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.